worth noting. They will tell you that it's easy. It's not. They will tell you that it's fun. It is, but only sometimes. They will tell you that you must be born with it. Not true. And they will tell you that it's not your turn. And they are wrong. Who gets the blues? I've got the blues. I have a wart on my foot. I have a cold. I have a broken arm. Isn't it interesting that we never say, I am a broken arm, or I am cancer? We understand that these are things that happen to us. They are not who we are. And yet we say, I am afraid, and I am a failure. Of course, afraid isn't who we are. Afraid is something that happened to us. Failure is an event. It's not a person. The only thing that's clearly true is this. You are an artist. You are not your art. When the criticism rolls in, when the project is turned down, or when your sales call is rejected, it's easy, automatic, human, even likely, to assume that you have been rejected. After all, when the project is embraced, it feels as though you're being embraced. And so rejection must mean precisely the flip side, that they hate you because they hate your work. But that's artistic suicide. It's not useful to put yourself on the line, life or death, do or die. You are an artist, not the art. The only way to be vulnerable and go to the edge is to realize that if your art doesn't work, you'll be back tomorrow with more and better art.